before you left. Any disappointment with the issue that came up with Ryan Murphy, and what can you tell us about what's happened since?
Yeah, there's disappointment, Jeff, but it's been dealt with, and we moved on. You know, I dealt with it yesterday. Obviously disappointed for the young man, but, you know, we're focused on what we have to do football-wise. We're going to work this morning with our meetings, getting into our routine, so we moved on.
Hi, Coach. Tommy from Danish TV. If you had to describe Peyton Manning's biggest strengths and weaknesses at this point in his career, how would that go?
Well, I think he has a lot of strengths. I mean, he's obviously played in a lot of big football games. He's, you know, been a leader throughout his entire career. Obviously very, very bright. And, you know, at this point for us in this season, he's as healthy as he's been all year long, you know, from even when we started this season. So I see nothing but positives, and I think this month has been very positive for him. So just looking forward to him leading our football team once again. Sure, go ahead. Go ahead, I can hear you. Well, I mean, he would have to answer that for you. I just, as a coach, I mean, any time you've been, what is this, 18 years for Peyton, I think, in the National Football League? But any time you've been playing that long, playing that many games, then that means you've played against those coordinators, you know, many times and those type of things. So from a mental standpoint, obviously, he knows the game better than anybody, you know, with what's going on around football and who he's playing and how people want to play him. So I think that's the biggest thing you gain is the experience factor. I think he's very well in tune with our football team and what our team does best and what he, you know, what we think we have to do to be successful as a team. So I think the most important thing is just the experience factor. Sure.
Coach, what does it take for a player to be successful in a Wade Phillips defense?
Well, I think he's had a lot of players be successful. Wade's taken big guys, played him on the outside, at the outside linebacker position. He's played with big nose guards. You know, he's played with smaller, active. I think the thing that makes Wade a great football coach is he takes what he has and he molds it, you know, in the way he sees best as far as them guys to be successful. So, you know, we came here. They were a little bit more of a four-man front when we came here. We made it into a true three-man front in what we do. Trying to turn DeMarcus and Vaughn and those guys loose. We're also very talented inside with Danny and B. Marsh. So I just think Wade's done a good job of getting people in position to make plays. But his flexibility throughout his career, I think, shows his strength as a coach.
Hey, Coach, over here to your right.
Okay, gotcha.
Hey, Coach, as a former quarterback, watching the game and the position evolve, when you look at a guy like Cam Newton, how interesting is that from your perspective?
No, it's amazing. I mean, he's you know, he's a special talent, a rare talent. This league, you know, has the best of everything. I mean, you look at some of the great throwers in this league, and you know, with Tom and Aaron and those type of guys, and then now you have a guy who's got a combination of everything. So, not only beating people with his arm, but with his feet and his ability to move around. He's also doing a lot of things on the line of scrimmage, which is very impressive to us as we prepare to play him. They've given him a lot of freedom. So a tremendous athlete that they've molded their offense around, and obviously they've shown up this year in how they play.
Hey, Coach, Jamie Thomas from Sports Center Canada. Okay. Some people mellow with age. Has that been the case with John Elway at all?
With John? John's always been kind of a quiet guy throughout the course of his career as a player, and now, I mean, I don't see any difference as an executive in this league, but John's competitive nature, if anybody who knows him, which I know him very, very well, they would tell you that there's nobody more competitive in anything he does, whether he's playing, whether he's running a football team as he's doing now, or if we played some gym with you in the back room. He's an extremely competitive man, person, and that hasn't changed a lick.
Gary, over here. Today there was a report that Kent Stabler, it was found that he had CTE in his brain. Are you surprised when you hear that about a quarterback, especially because that's not a position that normally takes a lot of head hits?
You know, I'd be wrong to comment on that. I don't have enough information regarding, you know, that type of thing. Obviously, I have great respect for Kent. I did get to know him as a young man when he was in Houston playing there. Me and Wade were talking about him this morning. So other than having great respect for him as a player, you know, back in his day. I have no further comment from there.
Garrett, can you say what Darian Stewart, T.J. Ward will do in practice?
They're scheduled to work, Jeff. So will they work full? Will they work limited? Probably depends once we get over there and how they're doing. But the expectations today are for those two guys to be back at work full time.
Coach over here.
Sorry.
Hey, at camp, you said...
I know that voice.
Right. Go ahead. At camp, you said in terms of defining the characteristics of the offensive line, we're fixing to find out. Well, here we are. How would you define the offensive line?
Well, I think Clance and James have done a great job with them. I mean, you go back and you look at what we went through, losing Ryan, losing Ty, picking up Ryan Harris as a street free agent. Michael goes in, starts, 13 football games. We played Max. Max has started. Lou and Evan have gone through injuries. The one constant has been Matt, you know, and he's a first-year player at center. So it's been a work in progress. It's been a challenge. I think we understand that as a team. But I think the future is very bright with what has taken place. So this is a big stage for that group, but they're just a bunch of grinders, kind of like our football team, and they understand that. And I'm proud of their effort and how they've worked through this thing this year. And fortunately, since we lost those other guys, we have been able to stay healthy. So hopefully they're all intact this weekend.
Yeah. Hey, Coach.
Coach, when you brought Antonio Smith in, Coach in Houston, why did you feel he was a good fit? And you talked a little bit about what he brings to the locker.
Antonio's an effort player, really loves to play. I mean, he's a guy who's been very durable, too. You go back and look through his career, Antonio doesn't miss time. You know, I was with him in Houston. He went to Oakland. Obviously, when we got there with Bill, we had a chance to get him back, but... I just like what he brings to the team. I said this yesterday about Owen. People asked about me. I mean, I knew if I stood up for Antonio to come in there and play for us, you know, the guy, he'd fit in with the group. So he's done a really good job, and real proud of how he's played this year. He's been a good fit on our team.
Coach, Danish TV Free Sports.
Gotcha.
A lot's been made of Peyton Manning's arm strength or lack thereof. How do you approach it as a coaching staff, his limitations? Or,
well, I don't see that, you know. I mean, I, you know, everything I've seen since I've come here, when he's been healthy 100%, he's made all the throws, and I haven't seen anything different this past month, so I don't see any limitations there. I mean, he's ready to go. He's actually moved around for us a little bit in the last couple of weeks, which has been a positive, going to get a big first down last weekend and those type of things. So Peyton's very capable of doing everything he needs to do, and he knows that, and I see that in him every day at practice right now.
Oh, John Sutcliffe of ESPN Deportes. Of the players that were in the past Super Bowl, how do you think it's going to help them, that experience of already been there, played the game? And what do you think will help on Sunday?
I think it helps them through the course of the week more than anything. You know, on game day is game day. You know, it's another football game. Obviously, it's a big game, but how you play that day is a lot to do with your success. But I think it helps them with this scenario, how to deal with these type of things, how to stay in their routine, how to get ready to play. So I think it's more important from that standpoint.
Coach, how much credit does Brock Osweiler deserve for you guys being where you are right now?
I think he deserves a great deal of credit. He had our football team for 7 starts, I think. Am I right? And, you know, we won some big games with him. I mean, we come back 14 down against Cincinnati, 14 down against New England. So, and Brock was at the helm. So, you know, I mean, you look around the court, throughout our football team, that's happened. You know, that position gets a lot of attention, but it's happened in the secondary. It's happened on the offensive line. I mean, we wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for all 53 of us, you know, and we've lost some guys along the way. So, but he definitely did his part. He did a hell of a job when he was in there.
Coach, everyone says you want to treat this like a regular game, but everyone also knows it's not a regular game. On game day, how do you try to get your players to balance? You want them to be excited about this game. You want them to put out their best effort, yet you don't want them to be too excited about the game. How do you try to get them to get that balance?
Well, the biggest thing that I talk about, the thing that's different about this game is normally on a normal NFL game day, you go out and you warm up, you come in the locker room for about 10 minutes, you go right back out on the field. This game is different. You warm up, there's a lot of downtime between the start of the game and warm-ups. There's a lot of activities. A lot of like halftime's a lot longer. So there are some things. We have talked about those things and how we're going to try to, you know, adjust with our players to those particular situations. But I think the biggest thing is trying to keep them even keel. You know, and you're still going to play 60 minutes. The game's not going to change. It's just some of the things going on around the game make you change.
Coach, this side from Mexico City. It is important to have a great coaching staff to make successful a team. A year ago, Wade Phillips didn't have a job. And today, he is responsible for one of the best defense. Most of all, they're saying one of the best of top five defenses in history. Mm-hmm. Did you imagine this outcome?
Did I imagine it? No, I'm glad it's happening, you know. But I would say your question basically tells you, I mean, that's football right now. I mean, there's in the National Football League, there's a lot of great football coaches. And unfortunately, you know, when things don't work out somewhere, you know, there are changes made and you move on. I think we all go through that. I went through that a couple of years ago. I think we all understand that, but we have confidence in our abilities to do a job and really find a way to rally through disappointments and those type of things. So Wade's been doing it a long time. I mean, there's been ups and downs, but when you look back at the consistency of his career and the type of football coach he's been, the type of person he's been, this is a great way, you know, it says a lot about him to get back to this point. So, as I said yesterday, very proud of his work and the defensive staff's work.
Last question.
Okay.
Gary, Joe DiCamillo said he had a few options coming off that year with the Bears after he got let go. What was your thought process behind getting him? Did you have to kind of recruit him, convince him? And what kind of impact has he made on your special teams?
Well, I've known Joe for a long time. I knew Joe when I was a player in Denver. Obviously, he's Coach Reeves' son-in-law, you know, so I was with Dan for a long, long time. But, no, I had a great respect for Joe as a coach. There were a couple of coaches on the Bears staff. Reggie Herring came with us, too. So, and actually, Mitch Tanney, who's our analytics guy, came with them also. But, no, I think it was an easy fit. I think Joe enjoyed Denver and the organization as much as we did in our past time around there. So, for us to have an ability to get him to come join our staff, I would say it was an easy one for me. You know, Joe would have to speak for himself, but he's done a great job.
Thanks,
you have a good day.